And there are amateur scientists who are trying to make the most of the ultra-cold weather. Many of you have been sending us pictures of experiments you've been conducting in the bone-chilling conditions.
In Madison, Wisconsin, it was -9 degrees when Laura Keel and her two children created their very own cloud.
We boiled water and then just opened the door and threw it up into the air,
creating an ominous plume of frozen mist.
And it kind of, the kids were laughing because it came right into our house because of the way the wind was blowing. So it was like a big fog that came in.
By the way, be careful if you try this yourself. You can get burned if the wind blows the hot water back on you.
Please be careful. In Champlin, Minnesota, Jennifer Vendel and her son blew bubbles outside when it was about 17 below zero.
And we saw them freeze in midair, and when they dropped to the ground, they didn't break. They just rolled because they were frozen.
And Jennifer's husband, Shane Vendel, created a banana hammer.
My grandpa showed it to me a long time ago when I was a little kid, that if you throw a banana outside when it's below zero, it will actually freeze as hard as a brick, and you can actually hammer a nail into a piece of wood with it.
Sarah McGilvra of Belgium, Wisconsin, and her two kids wanted to see what happens when a raw egg meets a wind chill of -38 degrees.
We popped open the patio door and cracked it on the pavement.
17 minutes later.
It was a little squishy in the middle, but it was definitely hard enough that you could pick it up and whack it on the side of the door, and it wasn't going to break.
Okay, that's just plain weird. And maybe a lot of you are doing things like this. Actually, you can see photos of frozen bubbles, bananas, rock-hard eggs, these experiments we heard about at our website, npr.org. And if you are doing some of these experiments of your own, send us pictures of your own cold weather experiments. Send them to NPR crowdsource at npr.org.
And David, you know, I'm sitting here in relatively warm, very relatively warm, Southern California. We're talking 60, 65, 70
brag,
degrees.
Brag,
you know
brag.
Who have to go after listening to all of these folks? I'm actually jealous. Well, I'm actually jealous of the cold.
Well, I'll get a video feed going. We can do an experiment together. It's cold here. Not as cold as the Midwest, but cold.
All right.